We will just briefly discuss the meaning of this, one of the most beautiful hymns composed by Swami Avedananda. So we have to think of God. Ramakrishna is God. So how to describe him, especially in the context of Sri Ramakrishna's life. Even though Rama's life, Rama is God, Krishna is God. But Sri Ramakrishna has a special life, Rama had a special life, Krishna had a special life. All the incarnations have their own life. Jesus had his own life, Buddha had his own life. There are certain similarities and there are certain dissimilarities also. Omkara Vedya. If we want to know Sri Ramakrishna, how do we know? Omkara Vedya. Through Omkara, we know. What does that mean? Omkara Vedya means Omkara is a signboard. That is not Omkara. Omkara is a signboard. Go this way. Omkara is a path. Any symbol, you know, we use this word, the word symbol, very often. A symbol is something which only indicates. They're like a signboard. Okay, this is go this way. But that itself is not the goal. This is a plus. Plus is my plus, minus, you know, divide, subtract, all those things. They are not the real things. Saligrama, for example. Saligrama is not God. But it is an indication, a symbol. A symbol always shows us something beyond itself. Like Shivalinga, for example. Linga means what? Sanskrit word linga means that which indicates. Lingyate iti lingaha, that which shows. Saligrama is a linga. Shivalinga also is a linga. It is for meditational purposes, as scaffolding, you know, for building our inner life. So Omkara is the best symbol for God, as we explained yesterday. It comprises of all the sounds in the world. But we have to go beyond the sound. Para Pashyanti Madhyama Vaikari. So this is what we are saying is only Vaikari. Then Madhyama, mental idea. That's why it is called Shabd Padartha. An object is called Padartha. Padartha means Poder Mane. Padam Yokka Artham. This Pada is only an outer symbol. What does it mean when you think about it? Omkara is the highest symbol that is possible. And he is the Purusha. What does Purusha means? Not male. No. Puri, there are many meanings. Puri Shete iti Purushaha. He who resides within this Pura. Our body is a city. No, in fact, it is not one city, three cities. So it is called Tripura. Shiva is called Tripurari because he destroys all the three Puras, three cities. What are those three? Sthula, Sukshma and Karana city. So, Omkara Vedya Purusha. Purusha is not an object. That which envelops, that which is inside and outside. That is. The second meaning of Puri is that which pervades the whole thing. One is inside, that which resides inside. Purayate iti Purushaha. Purna, the word Purna, Purayate, this come from the similar dhatu root. It means he who is all pervading. It's the Purusha Sukta, in a man's Sukta. Purusha Sukta means it is Brahman. Hymn of Brahman. Omkara Vedyaha. He is, Vedyaha means one who is known through Omkara. See, if you want to go out, you have to have a door. So, Omkara is the door. He is Purusha. What type of Purusha? Puranaha. Purana means very old man. How old? Eternal. Purana means you cannot, that which you cannot find the cause is called Purana. When is this person born? 100 years back. And when was his father born? Another 60 years back. You can go on doing that. When is this God born? He is not born at all. So that which is eternal is called Purana. And eternal means changeless. That is why Pura Api Nava. When does a thing become old?
Something new.
Some change has to take place. You know, white hair, black hair becomes white hair. That's a change. Black, as a white hair becomes black hair. There is also yeah, anything that changes, it indicates something has happened. Whereas this is called Pura Api Nava. Even though old, it is ever new. Why is it ever new?
Nothing changes.
Absolutely nothing changes. That which doesn't change, you can't say it is old, you can't say it is new. That is the meaning of Purana. Buddhescha Sakshi Nikhilasya Jantoho. He is the witness of the modifications that take place in every being, not only in human beings. Everything is even an insect, because it also has got that. Even an insect has got buddhi. Yeah, you try to kill a fly. It has more buddhi than we have, more intelligence. But there is one who is a witness to all the changes that take place. That's why it's called Nikhilasya Jantoho Sakshi. What Sakshi? Buddhescha Sakshi. How do we know some change is taking place? Interesting concept, you know. I am becoming old. I am becoming old means my body is becoming old. Does the body know that it is becoming old? So where is it known? In the buddhi, intelligence. That's why he is the witness of the changes in the intelligence of every creature. Yo veti sarva. He knows everything. But nacha yasya veta. Nobody knows. Ramakrishna puts it very beautifully. A surgeon, police surgeon, goes around at night and he can see everything. But nobody can see his face. If you want to see his face, you will have to pray to him. So, such a Paramatma Rupaha. He is none other than Paramatma himself. And what is he now? Same Paramatma, Bhuvi Ramakrishna. Such a Ramakrishna, that Paramatma is now known at present as Ramakrishna. Then, where does he live? Where is his home? Moksha Swarupam Tava Dhamma Nitya. That is my place. Taddhama Paramam Mama. What is that? Dhamma means where a person lives. What is that? Moksha. Moksha means what? Is totally free. We are not totally free. If you have got a body, you are never free. If you have got a mind, you are not free. When you are free from body and mind, then you are free. That is real freedom. It is called moksha. So, Sri Ramakrishna's real home is moksha swarupa. Is the moksha. That's why he can give. And then, How long he is at home?
Nityam.
Nityam, forever.
Eternal.
Yeah. Yatha tada apnoti vishuddha chittaha. Only when he bestows his grace, one comes to know, oh, this is Ramakrishna's real nature. That's why that incident in Hari Maharaj. Ramakrishna was suffering from cancer. And he was pretending to be very, very sick and suffering. Then one day he was complaining. Hari Maharaj. But unfortunately, you know, he was complaining to Mithuriyananda. Mithuriyananda said, no sir. And you are swimming in the ocean of Sachidananda. Shala Dori Shave. Found me out. How did he find out? Simply he said, no, you want to hide, but I found you out. Dvara Nadile He Kushi Lav Ke Dhurte Pare. If you don't allow me to catch you, who can catch you? Who can catch me? Without God's grace, you will not know Him. Because it is He who gives the intelligence. With what other intelligence? Vijnanam, vijnanasya vetana bhavati. You cannot find out the vijnana. With which vijnana, with whose vijnana, you are finding out everything. So you can't hear Him because He is the hearing. You can't see Him because He is the seer. Because He is the seer. And you want to hear Him. How will you hear Him? He is hiding there. You know, it is a very peculiar thing that your eyes cannot see your own eyes. You need some mirror to see that. So he is behind our hearing, our seeing, etc. and our thinking. Who can find Him out? Nobody can find out. But if He gives that understanding, then we understand that, oh, this is your nature. Tada apnoti. Then he understands. Who understands? Vishuddha chittaha.
Tada apnoti. What is the meaning of
these words? Tada means only when He bestows His grace. Oh, your home is moksha swarupa, tava dhama nitya. When does a man understand this? Only when he bestows that tada apnoti. He attains to that understanding. And what question? He doesn't give it to anybody and everybody. Vishuddha chittaha. Those who purify, struggle to purify their minds, that much we have to do it. Anyway, a simple example is that imagine there is an iron file. It is covered with mud. And you take it near a magnet. Will it attract? So what do you need to do? Clean it up. Means the receptionist also, the person who is to receive also should be ready. And the person wants to reveal also, he must be ready. In the case of God, He is always ready. That's why He is called ever ready. But we are not ready. Is it? Not now. We are saying not now. Why? So there is nice shopping there, nice. I have to make, prepare these, I have to do these, I have to do so many things. Vishuddha chitta. Only when a person's mind becomes pure, then he becomes, that grace is bestowed. When sometimes that grace comes to impure people, it doesn't stay there long time. As so many incidents show, Arjuna could not stand, and your Vaikunthanath Sanyal could not stand it, and Swami Vivekananda could not stand it, Swami Brahmananda could not stand it, so many people could not stand it. Tathopadeshta akhila tattva vetta Tatha Upadeshta. Why was he born? To reveal the secrets of the scriptures to Alapas. So how can he reveal? Akhila Tattva Veta. He is the knower of all the scriptures. Tattva means every idea that is there in the scriptures. He knows, because how does he know?
He is the one.
Vedahameva, ahameva, Vedantakrit, Veda Videva Chaham. 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. We say, I am the creator of the Vedas. I am the propagator of the Vedas. And he who is revealed in the Vedas is also me. See what selfish fellow. He wrote about himself.
But he is selfless also. He is propagating himself.
Because there is nobody else. Anyway, he is also the reader. Because his book nobody will read. There is nobody to read his book. When he speaks, you know, one speaker, there was a meeting in a village. And you see, only one audience was there. One fellow was only sitting there, hearing. Nobody was there. So this fellow, okay, at least one is there. And 1.5 hours he benches. Then he went and said, oh, I am really pleased to meet such a great audience like you. That man said, no, no, sir, you are mistaking me. I am your next speaker.
I'm waiting for the chair.
There should be versions are there. Vedanta Krit Vedavit Eva Chaham. I am the writer of the Vedas, the creator of the Vedas. I am also the knower of the Vedas. I am also the one who is revealed in the Vedas. I am also one to whom it is revealed. This is not fun. This is the truth. So how we are also like that. Suppose you go to a dream, to bed and then have a dream. In the dream, you go to a theater. And there's hundreds of spectators or audience are all there. Drama is going on. Theater is going on. And after that, you are talking with the audience, neighbors, and you are like that, you are telling to somebody who is making noise behind, etc., etc. Then you wake up. Who wrote that drama? Who constructed that auditorium? Who are the audience? Who are the fellows who are making noise behind you? And who was the one who was hushing? Who are you? You are the single one who has projected yourself into all these things and enjoyed the whole lot. So, Vedanta Krit. Who wrote the drama? You wrote. And then, who is revealed in that drama? You are revealed. And who is the witness, the audience in the drama? You are the one. If you understand that, you understand this Jagat. The whole Jagat is a dream of God. But we won't understand that unless we wake up. That is most important thing. So long as we are dreaming, we think, oh, I have created this drama. And somebody comes and slaps you. Then you will enjoy this drama. Yeah. And you know, there was a Texas farmer, poor man, and he had a son. He sent this son to Boston University to become a lawyer. He spent a lot of money. His son came back. So the father was only sending. Because that boy, you know, in that college, they have taken a census. So what type of books the students love. This was the fellow who wrote I love my dad's checkbook. So he returned back. So his poor father asked him, what did you learn? He says, Dad, they taught me that, you know, if I am here with you, I can prove lawfully that right at this moment I am in Boston. You know, law, I can prove, I'll give and prove to you that I am not here, but I am in Boston. This is what they taught me. The farmer gave one slap and said, how come you are in Boston? Who gave you the slap? As long as we are here, we have not woken up. You have, yes, everything, the law is real, the red light is real, the green light is real, everything is real. There are certain rules and regulations how to live in this world. Even Sri Ramakrishna cannot disregard them. This is a mistake we commit because he is a realized soul. He can do whatever he likes. No. He can do whatever he likes in spiritual field. But so far as food is concerned, he needed holy manna. Otherwise, second day, he would be going to Jhavatala again and again. So, the whole, he is the creator of the scriptures. He is the revealer of the scriptures. Akhila tattva veta. Tvam vishvadhata. You are the one who maintains. Dhata means one who nourishes the whole universe in the form of food, in the form of intelligence, in the form of kartrutva and bhoktrutva. It is God who has given kartrutva. It is God who really enjoys. Everything is done by Him. So such a one you are on this earth, O Ramakrishna. Tejo mayam darshayasi swarupam koshantarastam paramartha tattvam samsparsha matrena rinam samadhim vidhaya sadyo bhuvi Ramakrishna. So in this one verse, they said that Sri Ramakrishna, by his very touch, by a word, or by even his will, he can grant samadhi. There is one, I remember one incident. Many incidents are there. You also know that. You know, Swamiji asked, have you seen God? He can also show you. He touched it actually. He wanted to give that God experience to him. And of course, Swamiji stepped back and said, what are you doing to me? I have my parents at home. So one day, Khoka Maharaj, Swami Subodhanandaji, Thakur loved him, but he was like a child. And Sri Ramakrishna said, go to Panchavati, you know, there was a platform, sit there and meditate. So he went and started meditating. And after some time, Sri Ramakrishna went there to see. And then he found Subodhanandaji restless. Then he asked, why are you not meditating? I asked you to meditate. He said, yes, you asked me, I also am trying, but I can't meditate. Immediately, he touched him and said, now you meditate. And the moment Sri Ramakrishna touched him, he went into deep samadhi, meditation. And then after a long time, he came back. Then Sri Ramakrishna told him, from today onwards, every single day, as long as you live, you will have this thing of it. Samsparsha matrena, you know, on this famous incident on 1st January, what did he do? Went on touching. May your spiritual consciousness be awakened. So, tejo mayam means your real form. Here, tejo means not shining form. You know, in cinema, dhum, like the sound comes. And then light, brilliant light comes like that. That is not tejomaya. That is lightomaya. Tejamayam here means real nature. Tejomayam darshayasi. You show your real form. Where is that form? So long koshantarastam. It is hidden within the five sheets, koshas. That is why how Bhrigu's father, who became a teacher, leads him. You go and meditate. Then, annam brahmeti yajanat. Pranam brahmeti yajanat. Mano brahmeti yajanat. Vijnanam brahmeti yajanat. Anandam brahmeti yajanat. One by one after the other, he penetrated deeper and still deeper and still deeper until he realized that which is beyond all the course. Then he didn't come. Every time he went, Anam Brahmeti Vyajana. Then he went back. And he said, you teach me Brahman. And then he said, Tapasa Brahma Vijignasasva. You seek Brahman through austerity. Tapo Brahmeti. Austerity is Brahman. Satapas Tattva. Then he performed austerities. Prano Brahmeti Vejana. Satapas Tattva. Tattva. Mano Brahmeti Vejana. Tapas Tattva. Vijnanam Brahmeti Vejana. Tapas Tattva. Anandam Brahmeti Vejana. After that,
how?
He did not come. Yeah, don't tell how, because Bangla te how kore kanche. So, his questions have come to an end because his quest has come to an end. He found out the truth. Found it in truth means here, again we mistake these teachings. I know this harmonium. The harmonium is different. I am different. But here, I know Brahman means I know that I am Brahman. Brahma with Brahmaiva Bhavati. Emaira Brahman becomes Brahman. So that is what he says. Tejo mayam darshayasi swarupam koshantarasnam paramartha tattvam. Paramartha tattva. Etymologically, this word is Sanskrit words, you know, tattva. Tattva means what?
Nature.
You can divide that word into two. It consists of two words. Tattvam. Tattvam means your nature. Yeah, tattvam. That is why it is called tattvam. Tattvam asi. This we know. Tattvam asi. But we use the word tattvam. Tattvam means we use in the word of some type of school of philosophy. No. Yeah, tattvam. What tattvam? Parama artha. Supreme knowledge. Supreme knowledge. What is supreme knowledge? Supreme knowledge is that not at all knowledge. That pure consciousness with the help of which we come to know every individual object. So here it is not objective. Oh, I see God. Nobody can see God. Because he who sees is God. And what is seen is our God. Paramartha tattva. How is it? Samsparsha matra. Just by touch. No. But touch means what? If you are in Cedar Rapids and Sri Ramakrishna is in Dakshineswar, who is he going to touch you? He can touch you. How? He can touch you because he comes in the form of Vayudevata. If you can send a message to your beloved through cloud, why can't you send a message? You can send a message through the bottle. You know, some shipwrecked fellows, they throw some bottles. For hundreds of years, the message comes also. But God doesn't need that. He is very thought. You know, Swami Brahmanandaji, once a disciple was complimenting him, because Raja Maharaj could read his mind. Then Raja Maharaj was telling, do you think that I don't know what such and such a fellow is doing in America? Right from here I can see what that fellow is doing. He may be thinking, Raja Maharaj is in India. What does he know what I am doing? No, no, he can see. They have that capacity. Ramakrishna could see what anybody is doing. That's why Dakshineswar, very interesting topic. Dakshineswar, he was sitting, and that was, I think, Durga Puja time. So, that was Navami, most likely. And in the evening, in that night, small hurricane lantern in his room, and suddenly he went into Samadhi. He came out. He said, you, all of you, please go to Surendra's house. Yeah. He is sitting and weeping. And then they all rushed. You know, Dakshineswar in those days, to go to the Calcutta, it takes quite some time. Mm-hmm. So they reached. And exactly as Sri Ramakrishna was seeing, they have seen. And they asked, by that time, he stopped crying. Asked, were you, sir, what were you doing 1 hour back? He said, I was sitting. I felt very sad. Thakur was not here. And I was crying. And here Thakur was sitting. Then he was telling, seeing everything. Oh, they can, God can see. Yeah, what is it for him? What is distance? There is no distance at all. Where is your God? Prahlada was asked by Hiranyakashipu. Indu Galadanda Ledan, Indendu Vidakina. What a description he gives. Everywhere. God is everywhere. That whom you are seeking, he is everywhere. So if he is everywhere, where are you seeking? Tadiyajati, Tannayajati. Taddure, Tadvantati. Tadantarasya, Sarvasya. Tadu, Sarvasyasya, Bahyataha. Isavasya Upanishad. Tad ejati, it moves. It doesn't move. Taddure, far away. Tadvantike, tadu antike, is inside, right? Inside means next. Next means one's own self. It is inside, it is outside, it is everywhere. Why Hiranyakashipu could not find? Because Shankaracharya is a beautiful commentator. Well, he is far away, he is near. What does it mean? If you know, he is here. If you don't know, even if he is here, as though he is, you know, this is our common experience. Your specs are right on your
heads.
Exactly. And you don't know that. You are searching for it. Where are they? Yeah, it's very interesting. Vedantic teaching is extremely interesting. One fellow, you know, he was furiously searching for his specs. Highly myopic fellow. So, he could not find it. So he went 1 mile away. Some friend, known fellow is there. He ran at night. And then he knocked at the door. Then this fellow opened the door. Sir, you have to help me. I am completely blind without my specs. And I lost my specs. This fellow said, how did you come here? By running. And how could you see? All the time, your specs were on you only. So this is the Vedantic teaching. Then some listener, audience, you know. Yes, oh, what a waste of time. A stupid fellow. To run 1 mile, was it a waste of time?
No, that was necessary.
To know that.
Yeah, I need that.
Was it a waste of time?
No.
Because his specs were there already. Problem was not the specs. First thing is, how was he searching? Without specs, he can't even search. He can't even move. How was he able to move? But his fear, worry, So what did the neighbor do? He did not be, oh, you have forgotten at my home. This is your specs. He did not do that. What was the profit of running 1 mile? It is to point out that you, the thing that you are searching for is right with you all the time. So what difference did it make before and now? Before also he was searching only, with his specs only.
Got the knowledge.
Now he is free from anxiety. That is what the Guru does. Ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chikshurunnirikamyena tasmai sri gurave namaha. So Guru doesn't bring anything new. He only points out to the fact which you already have it. Simply he says you have it. Until that time we had it, we have it, but we did not know that we have it. Yeah, for that you have to pay huge price. Ice cream and then bhajya, many things you have to do. And then the Guru will not tell. Then if you tell immediately next day it won't come. You say, little by little. It lasts whole year, it lasts. Whole life it has to last.
At the end.
At the end, you know, oh, why did I serve him so much? What did I get after all, you know? He didn't give me anything. That is why Mr. Janaka demanded the feast. First, give me the feast. After that, I will give you the upadesha. Because once you get the upadesha, Guru Sishya Dekha Nahi. There is no seeing. You are the Guru and I am the disciple.
There is so much Shishya left.
Then, tum military hai, hum bhi military hai. You are also military, I am also military. Why should I do anything special to you? That's why the Guru keeps on, you know, bow down, wanting this Guru from our Guru. The fellow Guru himself never thinks his Guru as Guru Brahma. Because he understands it, he knows the truth. I am the Brahma. After that, whose Guru is Brahma? So, Sri Ramakrishna is an incarnation of God. They come with special power. So, even by will, even by word, even by touch, they can give that samadhi. Means what? Not sitting in a posture. We have some of these wrong notions are there. If Sri Ramakrishna's body twisted and he is in, what is he? He is in samadhi. When he is eating ice cream, what samadhi is having?
Ice cream.
You know what you said just now? If you feed him ice cream, he is enjoying the ice cream. But you are
screaming somewhere.
Screaming. Because you lost it.
That.
Yeah. He had that power. Thakur had that power. Jesus had that power. Buddha had that power. They had this special power. Even though all human beings look alike, oh, there's so much of differences there. The manifestation of God is so much different. Ragadi shunyam tava saumya murtim. Saumya murtim, most enchanting form. Why is it so enchanting? It's very wonderful even to meditate upon it. You know, you see a baby. Why do you rush to kiss the baby? Any baby, doesn't matter. You love, any, we all love any baby. Why? Saumyamurti. What is Saumyamurti? Ragadi Sunya. There is no selfishness there. There is no attachment there. There is what you call the six emotions, negative emotions. Kama, Krodha, Lova, Moha, Mada. They are completely absent in a child. Have we not noticed? Yesterday, yes. Did we not notice? Akhil was crying and I will not say it. But after 2 minutes, he was happily playing with his toys. Yeah. With those fellows. 5 minutes before, he was, he's sitting on a chair. I want to sit in that chair. If he was allowed, he would pull the other fellow by the hair. Hair, not ear. That only Guru does. Kandhara. Guru Maniki, Kornadhara. Kornadhara Maniki. Kandhara. Understand? Guru means he pulls by the ears. Sanskrit word for Guru is Karnadhara. Karna, the word Karna has two meanings. Karna means the boat, that oar, that is called Karna. He takes it across the ocean of samsara. But it has also another meaning, the ear. He pulls your ears with the Guru, Karnadhara, Kandhara. Yeah. Sri Ramakrishna's form is totally bereft of all these human emotions, wrong emotions. No kama, no krodha. All, as what is what Ramanujacharya calls, that are asesha saujanya gunas, kalyana gunas. Only most auspicious quality in the ocean of infinite auspicious qualities, not one single negative quality. That's why if you meditate on Sri Ramakrishna, if you have got any less problems, you will be cured of those problems. Drishtva punaschatra na janma bhaya. Are we perceiving Ramakrishna in the right way? If we once perceive Ramakrishna in the right way, punaschana janma bhaya, there would be no rebirth at all. There won't be any rebirth. That would be the end of it. Because, what do we see Ramakrishna? Tejomayam darshayasi swarupam koshantarastam paramartha tattva. That is Ramakrishna's real form. That is what Hari Maharaj said. Oh, you are swimming in the ocean of Satchidananda. Who swims in the ocean of Satchidananda? Only Satchidananda. Yeah. Sometimes imagery is used like, you know, is like a fish released in an ocean freely. How many, but they don't add masala there. We have to add masala. Suppose a fish is swimming and suddenly it sees a bigger fish. What happens?
It hides.
Suppose there is no place to hide?
It becomes one with
fish. What it means is, it is the only fish. That's why there is no fear. Viti advai bhayam bhavati. Fear comes from the second. There is no second there. He is the only one. And that's why fearlessly, fearless means the word fear has got a beautiful meaning. Desire is fear. When do you fear? Fear means only two occasions you fear. You either you are losing what you have or you fear you don't get what you desire. If you don't have desire, fearlessness. If you don't have desire, you won't fear. Why do you fear your life? Because you desire. I want this body. That's why you fear. If you don't have that fear of body, then you won't. Even if somebody comes with you. This is what happened to Alexander the Great. You know, he came to India. And then somebody told him about a great holy man. So this man went there and he told, ask him to come and meet me because I'm the emperor. But the holy man said, if he wants to see me, he has to come. I'm not going to go there. So, Alexander was surprised. only a courageous, fearless man can say that. So he himself went. And that man was sitting there nicely. It was cold season. And it was a bit cold also. So he was talking. Alexander was standing in front of him. He was talking. Then Alexander was very pleased. He said, "Oh, I learned so much from you. What can I do? Can I do something for you?" He said, "Yes, yes. I am feeling cold and you are standing and blocking the sunlight. You move off." Alexander appreciated it. You know, a person talking fearlessly, he never found anybody like that. Here is a fellow saying, "Out." When he moved, then he asked, "Come with me and we can have a lot of philosophical discussions." He said, "No, thank you for your invitation. I am quite happy here." "What? Don't you know that I am the emperor of the whole world? I can cut off, chop off your head." Then that man started laughing and laughing and said, "This is the most foolish words I have ever heard in my life." He said, "I don't have any head. How are you going to cut off my head?" So Alexander said, "No, because this is not fun. This is not fun." Because I remember another story of another Sufi saint, a famous Sufi saint, a very, very great Sufi saint. So he was caught and sold as a slave. Somebody caught hold of him and he was being taken as a slave. Then you see, this slave owner wanted to sell him. Because saints are practically useless, you know. This fellow also useless. He wanted to sell him off. Then somebody offered him some 100 dinars or something like that. Then immediately this fellow said, "Don't, you know, as I am worthless. Don't buy from him. I am worthless. There is no point in your wasting 100 dinars." That fellow thought, "Yeah, I think there is some truth in what he said." He was looking at him. He said, and then he said. Then one soldier saw him. And he said, "Can I buy this fellow?" And then he offered some 50 dinars or something. Slave owner, he said, "Oh, this is a good amount of money," and then wanted to get rid of him. Then this fellow turned to the slave owner and said, no, "I am so precious. This is, don't lose this precious stuff. This is just on sale." The soldier who was hearing this, he felt insulted. He thought this man was making fun of the soldier. And immediately he took off his sword and cut off his head. Then and there. But he did not mind. He was ready either to live or to die. He was fearless. Wonderful. Rabia. You heard about Rabia?
Yes.
Oh, what a great saint she was. What a precious wisdom and knowledge was there. Coming back to our subject, Ragadi Shunyam Tavasamya Murtim Drishtva Punaschatrana Janma Bhajaha. A person who recognizes the real nature of Sri Ramakrishna, he is liberated. He need never come back, need never be reborn. Sthane Yat ఆదాయ విశుద్ధ సత్వం ఇహ అవతీర్ణో భువి రామకృష్ణ. దట్ ఓ లార్డ్, యు హావ్ ఇన్కార్నేటెడ్ ఆన్ దిస్ ఎర్త్ టేకింగ్ ది హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ విశుద్ధ సత్వ సత్వగుణ. హిజ్ బాడీ ఈజ్ మేడప్ ఆఫ్ సత్వగుణ, హిజ్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ మేడప్ ఆఫ్ సత్వగుణ, హిజ్ బుద్ధి ఈజ్ మేడప్ ఆఫ్ సత్వగుణ, హిజ్ సత్వగుణ Paripurna. Otherwise he could not have lived. And that is why He could not go to the parliament of religions. He can't go. He can't preach. He can't stand any type of person. He can't stand any type of food. He can't stand any type of, like, you know, Sri Ramakrishna used to say, if it is pure gold, you can't make an ornament out of it. You have to mix something there. Yeah, rasagulla also. You can't make rasagulla out of pure chana. You have to mix something to make it harden. Yeah. This Keshav Chandra Sen, he was a great admirer of Sri Ramakrishna. Fan of Sri Ramakrishna. He said, sir, I said, people don't hear, don't understand you. But if you come with me to England, I will take you to Queen Victoria. Then Sri Ramakrishna, thank you very much. But you know, I don't want to go all that. But when you next meet her, you tell her, I know her boss very well. Who is the boss of Queen Victoria? Queen Victoria is the queen for everybody. And who is the boss of Queen Victoria?
God.
I know her boss very well. We'll come to that. Sthane means Ujita. It is but proper. But you have descended on this earth, taking a form consisting of pure sattva guna. Because an incarnation always consists of sattva guna sampanna. Buddha, Rama, Jesus, etc., etc., Krishna, etc. Sthane yat. Yat means that it is true, it is correct. Adaya vishuddha sattvam iha on this earth avatirnaha bhuvi Ramakrishnaha. It is but proper. Because if he takes rajoguna, then he will not be an incarnation. If he takes tamoguna, vishuddha sattva, he must be a repository of the highest spiritual power. And that is possible only in a body which is made up out of sattva. That is why he said that he cannot touch some people. That it is like a delicate, glass case. Even the slightest touch, it will shatter it to pieces. Keshav Chandra Sen somehow understood it. And he said, people like you should be kept in glass case and carefully protected. How many people understood this? Whereas Swami Vivekananda was made of more rajoguna, because he has to go and then, yeah. Swami Vivekananda, once he was sleeping in a first class carriage, and there were some people, and so they were English people, and they were talking rubbish, you know, seeing this Indian and the monk, there's all sorts of things they were talking in English language, thinking that he never understood English. Then you see, a time came, and the first class means the conductor has to be very, very respectful to first class passengers. So, when the conductor, Englishman, came round, Swami Vivekananda said, could you kindly give me a glass of water? I'm thirsty. Then the other fellows understood that he understood everything. Then they turned to him and said, why did you not let us know that you know English language? Simply he said, this is not the first time I have seen fools. They got so angry, but seeing his muscular form, they thought better of it. And then they just shut their mouths there. Like that, so many occasions, you know, on a boat, one missionary was abusing Hinduism. Then Swamiji told him many times, don't do that, it's not right. But he was thought, oh, what is it, this fellow? I can do whatever. English missionary. Simply Swamiji caught hold of him, lifted him 6 inches from the ground and said, If you, I hear one word peep from you, I'm going to throw you into the shark. After that, this fellow never came up onto the deck. He had that power. You can't take advantage of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but that is why he was fearlessly go to anywhere, America, face the problems and deliver his message. But suppose here, Sri Ramakrishna once, you know, he came to know a big pandit was visiting Dakshineswar. And he was going to the toilet again and again.
He was
and again and again he was telling, all of you be present. So with that body, it's not possible for Sri Ramakrishna to do. His job is to do tapasya, accumulate the power, and there be ready to distribute it. And his body was not meant. He could not even touch anybody's, and then food, all the so many restrictions because of the Vishuddha Sattva. Understand now? Nakadi lokam sukhadancha divyam suramyam aishwaryam aham na yache. Morning we discussed, you know, I don't Nakadi loka means Nakaloka, Svargaloka. I do not desire heavenly happiness. Sukhadamcha divyam. I know that there is tremendous amount of happiness, incomparable happiness. But I don't desire. So ramyam aishwaryam aham na ache. I don't want a wonderful building, which is most beautiful building. I don't want enormous wealth. Means I do not wish any of these worldly things. What do you wish then? Hridasanetvam kripaya sadavaivaseti. You, O Lord, I beg you. Yache. I am a beggar. Hridasanetvam sadavaivaseti. Always be seated in my heart. That is the only desire I have. I beg you, please fulfill my desire. Yam Brahma Vishnu Girishascha Devaha Dhyayanti Gayanti Namanti Nityam. Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Shiva. All these devas, gods, what are they doing? Eternally Dhyayanti, they meditate. Gayanti, they are singing about him. Namanti, they are bowing down to him. If Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, we are bowing to them, and they are bowing to somebody else, must be superior to them. And who is that? Paramatma, Brahman. You are that. Taihi prarthitaha. You have been, they prayed, O Lord, please come down because we need your help. Taihi prarthitaha tasya paravataro. You are the super most incarnation, para avatar. Among the avatars, you are the best avatar. Sthapakai dharmasya Sarva Dharma Avatara Urishthaya says. Taihi Prarthita. Taihi means by them. By whom? Brahma, Vishnu and Girisha. Tasya Paramatmasya Paravatara. You are the incarnation of that supreme reality. Dvi Bahudhari. Dvi Bahudhari means what? Dvi Bahu means two hands. What is it referring to? As Vishnu, you have got four hands. But as a human being, you have two hands. And such a one, O Ramakrishna, you with the two hands. Vande jagat bija makhandamekam. Vande surai sevita padapitam. Vande bhavesham bhavaroga vaityam. Tvameva Vande Bhuvi Ramakrishna. I salute. Vande means I salute. Jagat Bija. You are the Jagat Bija. Jagat Bija means you are the cause of this whole universe. Urdhva Moolam. You are the root of this whole universe. Jagat Bija. Akhandam. You are the impersonal. You are the indivisible. Ekam. You are that one without a second. Suraihi Sevita Padapitam. The gods, what are they doing? They are not bowing down to you. They are bowing to the seat on which you are seated. That means if the seat itself is so great, and the person who is sitting on the seat, how great he must be. So such a person as you, Aham Vande, I also salute you. Khandana Bhava Bandhan. Jaga Vandana. Vandi Tumai. I bow down to you. Vande Bhavesha. I again and again bow down to Bhavesha. You are Bhavesha. Bhavesha means the ruler of this world. But at the same time, Bhava Roga Vaidyam. You are the physician for this Bhava Roga. Because who gave the disease? Yeah, who created this virus? You created this virus. And you only know the antivirus. Tvameva Vande Bhuvi. I bow down to you, O Ramakrishna, who are of this nature. This is the brief meaning. We can meditate on this meaning. So this is the meaning.